Now it's going. Speaking of going, you should go to Facebook, where you can like the Facebook page, and you can share the Facebook page. You can touch fingertips with your friends, and then...
Do it.
Ah! It's on you. It's on you. And that's the non-slimy tip.
Yeah.
Then head over to Twitter, where our Twitter handle is.
At Comes Natural Pod.
In stereo.
That means two.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you, 1980s.
1960s?
1960s.
Actually, probably earlier than that. But really,
yeah, calm down, Grandpa.
Wow. Cody's the oldest one
Go
here.
Go fuck yourself.
Do not call me
Taj
Grandpa.
Is the oldest one.
He's not here.
He's not here.
Well, but Taj.
Yeah.
Well,
yes, he's the old man of this group, the OG.
The OG?
Old guy.
Oh, like, don't use those terms.
Old guy.
We don't give him the cool meaning.
Yeah, we don't give him the cool meaning. You can tweet us there. We'll tweet at you. Mike will follow you. Send you basketball stuff and Suns hate related stuff.
Love hate related stuff. Don't get it twisted.
Sorry, love hated. And then head over to iTunes where you can subscribe to the show to get it downloaded automatically every Wednesday and Friday when the new shows come out. And then you can also rate it and review that. We hopefully get good ratings and reviews if you want. That'd be nice. And if for those non-iTunes users or people who just don't want to use iTunes but you know want the RSS feed, go to blogtalkradio.com/comesnaturally. That is actually the RSS feed, by the way. So you can just type that right into any RSS catcher and boom, there it is. But it also, you can get all the links for all the stuff we just talked about, like the Facebook, the Twitters, and the iTunes, and all that fun stuff from there, too. And speaking of that, comes naturally, we are...
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to this week's episode, Pre-Justice League.
Pre-Justice.
We will talk a little bit about it today.
Yeah.
None of us have seen it. I have stayed away from spoilers. I have stayed away from reviews.
The episode is going to be called Justice is Served. You're so mad at me already.
He's going to turn his off.
Yeah, that's just terrible.
No? All right, I'm engaged.
Whoa, don't look.
Does Jen know? I don't want to vomit on the equipment. Yeah, you can wash yourself. Yeah. Yeah, see?
You could vomit on him.
Just there's equipment between us.
Just project.
I don't have that good a target. Trust me. My target, my aim, not so great.
Microphone.
Make him pay for the microphone.
I mean, he sort of kind of did.
Exactly.
Someone didn't.
I went ins.
I paid for my chair.
I paid for my chair. You see who says that? I paid for my chair. Good, Joe.
I'm pretty sure, and in fact, I'm positive. I know that I offered to pay.
You did.
And you guys turned
But you had
down.
No cash, so...
No, you guys just flat turned me
we
down.
We did turn you down. We didn't actually think we were going to have you on the show permanently, so...
That's what I thought.
have we not told him that before? Was that... I mean, it was not a secret, right? Like, he had to figure out it started off because he had a house we could use to record in, right?
Yes.
No, I don't think we ever thought he wasn't going to do... I thought that he would flame out. On the podcast.
That is an actual fact that we talked about while driving.
It was never, we're not going to have Joe on the show forever. We're going to have Joe on the show until he decides to not do the show anymore, which we honestly thought would be like 6 months tops until you
at the
just
most.
Fucking was like, oh, I'll see you guys at lunch.
Yeah, but like, yeah, you know, whatever. I'll see you guys at work.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's just, not we just thought that's where you were at that time. I thought, well, he's gonna bail on the show at some point.
And then you developed an actual personality and started talking to people out loud.
Yeah.
And then we're like, whoa, I actually can talk and be articulate, so I guess he's gonna stick around for a while.
This feels
and
like almost, Joe hate.
No, it's no.
Yes, it does.
You were very, very how do I put this politely without sounding like I'm an asshole more than already?
Good luck.
Yeah,
buddy.
Right. You trying to fit the whole foot in there?
I'm trying to get past the ankle. reserved. There's a good word. Reserved.
Good save.
Because I don't want to be mean. It's not like we're being mean. We're just saying like when we thought was like Joe doesn't seem that outgoing.
We honestly didn't think you were having fun with it either.
We didn't.
we thought because you were so quiet and reserved about it that you didn't like it. And I thought,
like, when you said stuff, it was good stuff, but then you wouldn't add extra stuff. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Now you actually come up with things, insights and things other than when I ask you, hey, Joe, what were your three favorite moments of Thor? You know, before that's what you do. Be like, oh, and that's it.
And then he'll tell you 15 minutes why you hated the movie.
No. And then no, not hates. Again, you threw that word out there. What he didn't like about the movie.
Can I say, though, listening to last week's podcast,
because you weren't here,
I wasn't here. I never heard anybody use the phrase "I fucking hated" so much in describing a movie that they apparently like.
It's completely possible.
It was just odd to me because you said "I fucking hate" like four or five times in describing things that happened.
There were like four or five scenes in the movie.
And then towards the end, you're like, but I'll watch it again. I was like, why? Why would you watch it again? You hated the movie.
I didn't hate the movie.
I'm just saying that's what it sounded like. I was like, you have a hatred towards
I have a very complicated relationship with certain movies.
With comedy.
Apparently. I believe that we even established, like, did I say that it kind of went by the Indiana Jones thing? Where the first one's the best, the third one's the second best, and then the second one's the third best.
And the fourth one is
Shia LaBeouf in it.
Oh, that means Shia LaBeouf's gonna be in the next Thor, dude.
He's gonna be his son. Right, isn't it?
He's gonna grab the hammer.
Is that not the I really hate.
Is that not the you said by the Indiana Jones rules, right? That you said that first.
Yeah, but you don't ever take the fourth movie as
because it's terrible movie. And it should not be included.
What's the best
fourth? I own the trilogy.
What's the best?
You know why? Because it came in with three movies in it, and the fourth one is somewhere. I think it's over here.
I own the quadrilogy on iTunes.
I refuse to buy it until it's enough on sale where it doesn't make me feel like I'm buying the fourth movie.
Nope.
I can just, if they say, hey, it's $29.99, I'm like, oh, $10 a movie. Gotcha.
Nope.
$10 a movie. Yep, I don't want to justify it.
What's your favorite fourth movie of a franchise? Is there any good ones?
I don't know if there are.
Well, I mean, technically speaking, episode one was the fourth movie.
Nope, that doesn't. That I count those as two separate trilogies. And they're done out of order.
So if Rogue One is considered original trilogy, does that make episode six a fourth movie?
I think in time we can go back, but you know what I'm getting at. You know what I'm
trying to think. Saw 4 was good.
I disagree with that.
Compared,
I don't remember.
Four and five were still the better ones.
Is that the one we went?
Remember Jason? We went to Jason's house and did the marathon because his parents. I thought you were that. You were there for that, right? Jason Rice.
I don't even know who Jason Rice is.
Wait, the
gayest man in the world.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's a story for a whole other day. Which I can tell right now if you want to.
Nope. Yeah, I went to his house one time. It was for
a Halloween party.
Halloween party, yeah.
Because that's when you met Crystal for the first time outside of work.
I think so, yeah.
Because we were dating at the time. Not you and I, her and I.
yeah, that got awkward really fast. I was like,
we dated. You could do better, Joe. We also did the Saw marathon at his house because he had the projector.
Yeah,
he had the little theater.
Yeah,
so we watched a bunch of them.
But I didn't remember watching. I thought you did that.
I know Ryan went because he hadn't seen any of them. Because fucking shocker, Ryan hadn't seen a movie. I want to make movies. You haven't seen anything.
I've seen more movies.
Back in the day when Netflix was a thing where you had to have DVDs sent to you,
mm-hmm.
His list
was
like
three. Have you returned all of them, by the way?
Yes, years ago. Yeah, years ago.
How long did you have them though?
Years ago.
And a while.
Aiden.
But back then, the streaming service and the DVD service was the same. And then they
you mean like the same content?
No, it was the same price. Same
price. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay,
so if you if you had, like, I did three movies at a time. If you had that, you got streaming as part of it.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, we're actually going to charge more from five DVDs back. Shit, bitch. Right. I ain't using this shit no more. But back then, like, I was like, what are we going to stream Netflix on? They're like, hey, Apple TV does it now. I was like, what? It's not just for downloading the movies I bought? What is this? Bought What was the question again?
Best fourth movie
franchise. I just have a hard time coming up with movie franchises that
that's going to be a Harry Potter movie. I feel like that's the only franchise.
But what was the fourth movie? What was the fourth movie in Harry Potter?
Goblet of Prisoner of Azkaban, right? Was the fourth one?
That's just I don't even know which one's the fourth one. I just know those movies didn't dip off. You know what I mean?
Because it went was the Chamber of Secrets first?
Sorcerer's Stone. Yeah.
Then Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah. Then was it
Goblet of Fire?
Goblet of Fire was the Prisoner of Azkaban was the fourth one, right?
I think it was fourth. Hold on, that was a pretty good one. If that's the fourth one, it had Gary Oldman in it.
Nope, Goblet of Fire was the fourth one. I was right. Prisoner of Azkaban was the third one.
Because
That's when that fucker from Twilight died.
I wouldn't say that would be one of my favorite Harry Potter
movies. I like that one, actually.
I'm just throwing that out because all the Harry Potter movies are pretty solid. Yeah. My personal favorite would probably be the Rocky IV.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah,
I thought of Rocky, but I can't remember the fourth
movie. Does Rambo count as the fourth movie?
That was Drago, yeah.
Ooh, Rambo, me. I love Rambo.
Oh, that's right. That was four movies.
What? Yeah.
Over Ivan Drago?
Yeah. Ivan Drago is amazing. Don't get me wrong. And I'm super excited about Creed, too. Because, like, you see that kid everyone's making a mock-up of?
Mm-mm.
I can't remember his name. If you just Google, like, Creed 2, Ivan Drago's son or whatever, you'll see these big posters. I think he's, like, a professional dancer or something that's trying to get into movies or whatever. He has been in movies or something. But they found a picture of him where he had like shortened blonde hair,
mm-hmm.
which he has blonde hair in general, but he's like ripped, like super ripped,
like more like
he's got like a 12 pack Lundgren. Yeah, he's a 12 pack, right? And he's scrawny. He's not big like Ivan Drago is like, because he's tall. Oh, he's like 9'11" or whatever.
Oh, it must be a rumor, because everything I'm pulling up is they're auditioning fighters.
They are, yeah. It's a rumor,
because one of them, Sage Northcutt, the UFC kid.
Yeah, that was one of my saw too. Yeah, I could probably look it up, but I'm not going to. I will say Goblet of Fire though, or Rambo, like self-titled Rambo, because that's the fourth movie.
Out of those two, I'd probably say Goblet of Fire.
Really, you don't like Rambo?
I like Rambo.
With the Rambetti?
It's just more of a straightforward action. Like, wait, hold on, stop before you hate. Let me say.
Yeah, before you pull a Joe, go ahead.
No, I don't just hate kidding. Before. I always have an explanation.
Yeah, I know.
Even if I don't always remember it.
It's very true. If you listen to the show again, you'd probably remember it.
If I did.
We know you don't. Thanks for the downloads.
I do download them.
Do you, though?
Yeah, I do.
By the way, Japan is now our largest country outside the United States for downloads, by the way. Almost 6%.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
How y'all motherfuckers
overtook up England.
Fuck you, England.
Yeah, right? Anyways, go ahead. Sorry.
And that's just because there's more story to the Harry Potter movie. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Rambo is good. I thoroughly enjoy it. In fact, I'm 90% sure I own the actual DVD somewhere.
I own two copies of it on Blu-ray, because one of them is broken. We don't know which one it is. So Clint came to visit one time. He wanted to watch it. He hadn't seen it, because Clint's one of those people.
Oh, that's the one that you guys went and bought.
I was working nights, because he was doing overnights at Best Buy. And so he's like, oh, I'm going to watch Rambo. So like, we're watching, and I fall asleep in the chair, and he goes, hey, it stopped playing. And I was like, what? He's like, look, and it's frozen. So I stop it, go back, play it, stops exact same spot. I'm like, I've never seen this happen before.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
It's very weird.
So he's like, let's go to Best Buy. I was like, all right. He's like, let's go to your Best Buy. I was like, it's like half an hour away. Like,
right.
We drove out there. and he's like, I'm going to buy a copy of it. And he ended up buying a copy of it. We came home, watched it. But the problem is, they look exactly the same. We had them sitting on the counter. Are the TV stand that right next to each other, and I still to this day have no idea which one's which.
Because the pause is so far into the movie, you just don't want to...
Yep.
Fair enough.
If it would have just had a different cover, you know, like...
Like, this is broken, this is not.
Like, you know, like, a different cover, like, this is the original cover it came out with, and this is, like, later reissue version, you know, like, if it would have just been that, I'm like, okay, reissue it is, because this is the good one, because I know it's going to come out separate. Nope, exact same everything. I was like, fuck. Now, eventually, I'm going to have to watch one of these and figure out which one it is. But I'm never going to. I will buy a digital copy of it first.
Right.
I'll be like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Because guess what? That shit can't break. Why? Re-download it.
Yeah.
Or if I'm streaming it, doesn't matter. It's going to stream. Mike's confused about something.
Nope.
You had that look like, I'm thinking of something, and I could smell the smoke. So I was like, oh, Mike's thinking of a thought.
Thinking of a thought?
That's how I think of you.
I'm good.
All right. Hey, speaking of fourth movies in a trilogy. What do you think of that Deadpool 2 teaser?
Hilarious. Makes no sense whatsoever.
It makes perfect sense.
No, the description makes no sense. The synopsis definitely makes no sense.
You know, that doesn't make any sense, but you can't tell me
that I will say this, though. If at any part in that movie, obviously there's time travel because Cable's from the future.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert, by the way. So there's time travel, so you know flux capacitor is a thing. If he fights Yakuza, if there is a pack of sexually charged canines, that synopsis right there, those three things made it that they told us the truth.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, obviously fudged some stuff because he wasn't, you know, mutilated during a bovine accident. But yeah, that teaser is fantastic. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, head over to the Facebook page. I posted it earlier. But yeah, it didn't show us anything other than new footage of stuff. But like, so just like this, the whole Bob Ross thing and him talking about doing coke.
Oh, I love cocaine.
Yeah. it's so fantastic.
I wish I could just dive into this picture.
Just got high on life. Oh, the best part is, I'm on Coming Soon, looking at news, trying to figure out what we're going to talk about. And they do hey, top, you know, previews or whatever. And they have the Thanksgiving.
The picture, yeah. Picture. Oh, at nice. The end. Yeah. It was fantastic.
Yeah, so that's the post. That's the what
they're using. Who was all sitting in there?
You have everybody.
Because it was mostly Cable and Deadpool in the background carving the turkey.
Well, and you saw the picture of Stan Lee, right? There's a portrait of Stan Lee in the wall.
No, I didn't. It flashes by so fast.
It's his first ever cameo on a poster.
Huh, yeah. Yeah, it would be.
You have Colossus. You have...
Negasonic Teenage...
Yeah, she's in there without her hair, even though she showed with hair on the trailer. You have the taxi driver. You have Domino, Blind Al, his Deadpool's girlfriend. What's T.J. Miller's name in that again? I'm spacing on it right now.
Yeah.
But T.J. Miller isn't on there, but that's all of them. And then a turkey.
And then a turkey.
And, of course, Stanley in the background. Which is pretty awesome. Did you guys see the dope-ass fucking character posters for Black Panther?
No.
Ooh, man, those things are fucking rad.
I only saw like one.
They did all of them. Like, they just released the Creed's one as well. Killmonger. Yeah, it looks, those are fucking cool. So super moody and all. Dun dun dun.
It does.
Oh, it comes out in digital next month, by the way.
Yep.
Next month.
And Blu-ray.
January.
DVD, Blu-ray and DVD are in January. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to buy that, so I'm going to buy it digitally.
Yep.
Fuck it. That shit'll probably be 4K.
You're going to wear that thing out.
I'm going to wear out a digital download.
You should. It's good.
I love the movie. Sorry, what were you going to say?
I was going to talk about Black Panther for a second.
Okay.
I think I talked about this before, but the dude who plays Black Panther,
Chadwick Boseman.
Does he remind you of a young Wesley Snipes?
A little bit, yeah.
Because I get that so much from watching, because I rewatched Civil War the other day for the first time, I think, since the theater. I don't know why.
That's a lie. Pretty sure you watched it when it came out on digital.
Maybe the first time since it first.
You might have not watched the whole thing, though. You might have watched, the fight scenes. Like the chase scene with Black Panther. The reveal.
But there's something weird about when I see when Chadwick Boseman's not in full mask and character. He has this swag to him that it just instantly brings me back to Wesley Snipes when he was the biggest star in the world, back in the day. And I'm like, fuck, this dude might the way he carries himself on screen. And he's a great actor. Like, he's done 42 and his other movies, and he's getting a lot of critical acclaim for that lawyer movie that he's doing. Yeah. I'm spacing on the name. But
have you watched that Netflix one, by the way?
No, not yet.
I need to watch that one, too.
But he's getting so much acclaim from all these different roles, and then you see that he's going to pull off this solo. I think if I had to put money on it, I'm going to say that Black Panther is going to shoot to the top of people's best Marvel list. And I just don't see any way that it doesn't at this point, and it's because of him. And like I said, I think he's going to end up being one of the biggest stars in the world, like easily. Right after this movie comes out, because that dude is just and it's so weird, and it's weird to say because like Wesley Snipes is kind of like a joke now.
Yeah,
well, you know what I mean, because that's what happens after a while, especially when you fuck up
in
your personal life.
Yeah,
but if you look at like the string of hits that he had back in the 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah, because I think a couple of those came out at that time.
Like, so basically everything from like White Men Can't Jump up to Blade, the first Blade.
Yeah.
Like, he was just hitting fucking home run after home run. Like, everybody loved those movies. Like, Murder 1600, Passenger 57. Yep. Like, all those movies, everyone loved them. And he played the same kind of character. But he had, this really arrogant, egotistical, but, like, you didn't hate him for it kind of thing. Just drop a really
zone.
Good
drop zone.
Yeah. And every time I see, I've never been reminded of that ever until I see him.
Yeah.
And as Black Panther, I'm so excited for it. It's going to be so good.
Yeah. I'm really, really excited about Black Panther. Like, I'm really excited. I think
it's going to be the best one.
It is definitely poised to be like, it's going to be the best one of the actual Marvel MCU, you know what I mean? Like, because Homecoming is fucking phenomenal, but it's not technically,
you know. Even counting, like, I like Homecoming a lot too, but I just feel like this one's gonna have more of a story, I think
what makes this one cool too is it's gonna be away from everybody else.
Yeah,
it's gonna have its ties because obviously, like, Martin Freeman, his character is gonna bleed over from
who's the dude then, with the handgun.
Andy Serkis' character. Yep, that's the one I can't think of his name right now.
I feel so dumb for saying handgun.
The poster's cool with the character because it has everybody, like all the main cast. So it's like it's got Black Panther, his sister, his bodyguard, his I want to say fiance is one of them.
Something. Yeah.
His mom has one. Creed has one. I can't think of her name right now because it's funny, but Michonne, that actress who's in it, she has her own poster. And then Martin Freeman has his own poster. I thought was really funny. I was like, well, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. But then you get to Andy Serkis' poster. He looks like
he's supposed to be in it quite a bit.
Yeah, he's his character, I can't remember the character's name that he reminds me of from the comic book, but he's like a liaison in a way to help facilitate Black Panther or Wakanda, like keeping it secret, but also them helping, you know, back and forth type of thing. Because he doesn't like, he comes off as like, oh, he's a bad guy, but he's actually not.
Has there been any reports as to who the, if any other Avengers are going to pop up in it?
No. The rumor right now is it's going to be, there's going to be mention of Captain Marvel because that's the next new one. After that, but
like no pre-existing, they're gonna pop up.
I don't think so. Yeah,
because they end up in the
city. Oh well, Bucky actually was the other one that was he's supposed to come out of the cryostasis because they have a new arm for him.
Oh, he's over there too.
Yeah, he's in Wakanda. Yeah, but yeah. So when you see Andy Serkis's,
it looks gorgeous too.
Oh fuck, just yeah! Like, Jesus Christ,
like,
yes.
Their home, like even the city scene, like just the visuals on it look amazing.
Plus, I like the design of certain things because, like, the jet, for example, when it goes to land, you can see the, like, the panels like shift, you know, and it's just like cool little details. Or, like it's that.
Super dope when like the car gets blown up that Black Panther's on, and he runs the building.
Yep, and then jumps
like, three steps and then jumps. Like just the visuals on it look amazing, and it's somehow like obviously all Marvel kind of looks the same, you know, but this one looks different enough to make it feel like it's a different thing.
And I think what's going to make this
and everything
different. So, because I look at like Ant-Man as being a lot different, but also similar. You know what I mean? And that did way more than like way like better than movie. Yeah.
That was like the weird thing about that one.
Yeah, and like it did way better than everyone thought it was going to do. Mainly because it was really good.
Yeah.
What sets this apart is it's this story. Isn't hey, that Joe, different?
Did you like that being it was a comedy and all?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just giving you
fucking
shit.
Mike. Just
well, no, I mean because it
poking the Kodiak.
It didn't have anything that was established before it.
Yeah.
You know, Thor had two other movies that set a certain tone.
Yeah.
and now you're completely changing it for something different. But to your point of...
So you're not going to like the romantic homicide thriller that the next Ant-Man's going to be?
So all of the movies that you're mentioning, that they're the first movies of different franchises within the MCU, yes. And they're fantastic because they're different. Yep. Doctor Strange was fantastic because it's different.
Guardians
was fantastic.
And Guardians isn't even that different of a story. It's Avengers, but in space.
Exactly.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, with Ant-Man, it was Iron Man, but, like, you know.
But it was a
different take or whatever, different, you know,
story.
And this is, I think it'll be the same way. I think it's going to be a mix between Captain America and Iron Man.
And it's going to offer me something different.
Yeah, it's going to have a different way. And I say it because he's a patriot for his country, obviously. He has to hide his identity, even though Cap just fucking takes his helmet off whenever he fucking wants to. But he has that confliction where he doesn't want to be in charge, you know what I mean? But he has to step up and blah, blah, blah. So I'm guessing, I'm going off of what I assume is happening. But yeah, I mean, fuck, dude. Christ, that movie looks just...
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Speaking of ridiculous movies, we can talk a little bit about Rampage if you guys want to.
Yeah, I do wish the trailer just came out so we can talk in depth about it. Because they had a leak of the trailer that's supposed to... So by the time you listen to this, it should be available for wide viewing. We saw a leaked version, so the audio was real shitty, and we watched it on a phone in a restaurant. So
we watched a leaked trailer that was recorded on a phone in a restaurant.
Yeah, not the best way, but it was a nice little teaser to see like what the tone of it. And you described it really well, where it looked like a mix between Godzilla, King Kong, and Jurassic World.
Planet of the Apes
and
I said Jurassic World, Godzilla, and Planet of the Apes. And the reason I say it, because obviously there's elements of all those things in there. The Godzilla part, because they're giant fucking creatures wrecking cities. And the whole thing is, it's like, it felt like those portions of it. There's no, like, post-apocalyptic stuff, and I say Planet of the Apes because you have the monkey, or the gorilla, obviously. But the reason, the other part is, like, it has that humans versus animals type feel to it. That's where that comes from. It's not like, you know, thing. But, it just excited. It looks like one of those things where like I don't really care about the story because I don't think there is gonna be one. You know what I mean? Like, this looks fun.
Yeah.
It's like these are the movies The Rock needs to continue making.
Popcorn flicks, dude. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
There's nothing wrong with that. Like, people
shit on them.
Yeah, shit on them all the time. Oh, they're
not high art. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, dude. Like,
you're not talk even about going this. To go see the high art movie, so yeah. Why? Yeah,
like, Pacific Rim, I think, is in the last however many years, is probably the best popcorn flick that I've seen. Because there's just enough story to where you're like, oh, they put some thought into that. This kind of makes sense. You know, if you allow yourself to fucking go along,
dive into the world that they're creating,
to let this fantasy world happen. Shit makes sense. There's cool ways that they attach thing, like having the drift, Link, you know, like
his brother being killed. And, yeah, you know.
There's enough, but it's when you really break it down, it's fucking giant robots fighting giant monsters, and that's cool as shit. And this movie looks like it's giant monsters wrecking a city with The Rock trying to fucking do something. And I don't give a fuck what he's trying to do, but it looks cool as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Popcorn flicks.
Yeah.
More of them.
I agree. I still haven't watched San Andreas. I don't have a reason why.
The disaster flick.
Yeah, I mean, it's the thing. I mean,
as far as
my girl flicks is in it, but yeah, that's about it. When I watched it earlier on Twitter, it was not the best quality I can possibly imagine it would be.
Yeah.
And then when I showed you, basically the same video I showed you just from YouTube, because I finally made it way there. But yeah, I mean, I can't wait to see it on the big screen when we go see Justice League. So that'll be, hopefully it actually attached. Cause sometimes we don't get the previews that we're supposed to get, in front of them because it's the night before. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they're not attached to them for whatever reason. But, I mean, hopefully we do get to see it because, you know, why not see it on Cinema One?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Plus, the trailer should be out tomorrow for everybody.
Yeah, it'll be out Thursday, so I mean, yeah. On like on the internet on Thursday, so I'll watch it a bunch. Also, speaking of watching a bunch of stuff, Punisher comes out on Friday.
I know.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah,
about
boy.
That.
Get my new phone on Friday. Get to watch Punisher on Friday.
My horrible trend of not finishing Netflix shows. And I'm going to watch the fuck out of Punisher.
Yeah, man.
Unless I get like four into it and then I bail again like a bitch. But.
I'm going to try and pace it out like I said they would do with Stranger Things.
Hard binge.
Dude, it's done, bro.
My problem with hard binging with just like what Cody does, which is trying to sit down and watch everything all together, it's like at the moment it is fucking great. But then the next day, the next couple days.
You're the guy who complains about the coming off the Coke.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're the asshole that ruins the party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Because you want things to keep going.
Oh, of course. Yeah, for sure.
And the fact that you literally just crammed it all into one day,
yeah.
It felt great that day. Doesn't feel great the next days when you don't have more of it.
Oh, I regret it every time.
But you also have the ability to go back and rewatch it.
For sure.
Me, I don't.
Because he has so much time because he's so rich.
This is very true.
I have no life. I mean, that's the thing.
Oh. This is
I play video games, true. I write, I record podcasts, and I watch TV shows.
That's like three things more than I do, and somehow I don't have time to do that.
You work and masturbate. That's two things.
Oh, that's a good point.
I've half as many
takes
things.
Up a lot of time.
Yeah, and we're not talking about work.
Yeah.
Talking about the fact that one of your rooms is made just for baiting, and it has both stalactites and stalagmites.
That means they're
which is
coming
weird.
From the top and the bottom, people.
Yep.
Cave science.
Coming from the top and the bottom. Cave Naturally. Science. We brought the name of the show. Sorry, anyways, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring into a masturbation thing like we normally do. We're high class here. Yes, I have a problem, and the other problem is like I burn through all the stuff that like I find interesting. Mm-hmm. So then I have to try to find other stuff, and a lot of times it doesn't really work for me. And movies, like the problem with like movies on Netflix is I love watching movies, obviously. Mm-hmm. Like it's evident by this house. But I'll watch a movie and I'll be like, I really want more of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I try to find something and it's like, you can't, like, new. I want something new. So a lot of times I'll watch a movie and then I'll have to go back and watch a new movie I know that's like that movie, if I can find one. And I'm like, this makes me mad.
Because I'll have a similar reaction sometimes. I know this past Halloween I did because I was trying to watch scary movies. But I don't have that desire to go back and really watch a movie unless it's something I super enjoy, like, you know, Indiana Jones or something that I know that if it was on TV I can sit down and watch, and just even watch it with commercials,
which is
terrible. Exactly.
Ugh.
And I've done it so many times.
Yeah, I know.
With Indiana Jones, because they'll play the.
I don't know if that makes you a better man than me, but man, if it does, you are a better man than me.
Well, it just speaks to the fact that I can sit down and watch it, and I love it so much. Whereas anything else, I'd probably just pass up on it.
See, my problem with commercials is like my attention span gets lost.
Yeah,
because I need that constant being immersed in it. Where, like, for example, the Orville, right?
Yes,
the Orville. Sometimes on the Fox app does not have commercials.
Yeah.
I mean, on Hulu doesn't have commercials. Yeah. Fox app always has fucking commercials.
Yeah.
And they seem like there's more of them,
mm-hmm.
than like what would normally be on TV, but they don't like cut in the middle of like an episode or right in the middle of like a scene or whatever. It's, you can see they wrote it and edited it for TV, but on Hulu, it's just broken sometimes. It doesn't play commercials. It plays one before and it may play one after. Well, not actually so much anymore after, but sometimes they'll play one before, and then it'll just go right through the episode.
Hmm.
And I'm like,
I don't think I've ever had that.
Well, when I did Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I burned through the first four seasons.
Like quick, too.
On them, and I watched it so much, literally Hulu stopped playing commercials. I was like, did I watch?
You broke it, man.
You watched like, all the commercials. They couldn't play
anymore.
They're
like, we actually ran out of advertisers for you. I'm like, cool.
Which is weird because usually you just play the same advertisers over and over and over again.
No shit, right? Yeah. There was a couple that sometimes like every commercial break would be the same, like three commercials. I'm like, yo.
Right?
You guys got to be making more money than this. Yeah. Otherwise, these motherfuckers done fell for your trick and they just pay you a ton,
mm-hmm.
to do that. But yeah. Yeah, I hate commercials because my attention span, I'm so into it. And the commercial, I'm like, oh. It comes back, I'm like, ooh, I'm back. And then commercial, I'm like, oh, god damn it.
And what's weird about the Hulu commercials is, like, back in the day, if you just had regular commercials, you get, like, 2 minutes or whatever, and you're like, all right, I can, like, go to the bathroom, or I can go grab a sandwich or grab a drink or something like that. Hulu, it's like, you get 30 seconds, and you're like, do I just sit here?
And then sometimes you get, like, the ones that are 160 seconds, you're like,
mm-hmm. What the fuck?
But did, like, I punch your mom? Like, what happened?
30-second ones, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
You just sit there.
Yeah.
I've also noticed, if you notice, I know... You watch a lot of streaming stuff. I know you watch a lot of streaming stuff. Have you noticed sometimes the commercials are, like, cut off?
Yeah.
Like, the beginning or the end? Like, I'm like, I actually like this a lot. Like, you made me watch a commercial, but I didn't watch the whole thing, so I feel like I cheated.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, go fuck yourselves. How's that, guys?
If you're a good customer,
they're like, shave
a little bit off the end for you.
15 seconds? 12 seconds. Yeah. I'm like, oh, dang!
Speaking of ads, have you run into, the, like, the super fucking long ads in YouTube?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking like 5 minutes long.
Yeah. So
what's that?
The other day at work, I got done playing video games and I had like a few minutes left in my lunch.
Wait a second. Repeat that statement.
The other day when I was at work on lunch playing video games.
Dude, I don't have enough time to watch the ad on lunch.
I have an hour long lunch.
I know.
I'm sorry. I can't change that. Anyways.
I mean, you could.
Hey, guys. What I'll try to do.
Extra stuff and go back to work. It's not fair to my friends.
No, I literally can't. I can't punch back in early. The time clock doesn't let me do it.
I'm gonna just work for free for 30 minutes.
No, you're out of your fucking mind. I'll be playing games and I'll be like, I have like 10 minutes left, I'm gonna stop so I can finish my lunch or whatever, and I'll watch YouTube, right? And so I did. I jumped on YouTube and I think it was just the other day, so it was like, I think it was like Off the Ranch or something. And so I popped it on, and it's like, gave me that little button that I love seeing. Like, you can skip this ad in, right? And it counts down. The video actually ended before the countdown did.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you can skip this in 6, 5, 4, 3. And the commercial, I was like, I didn't get to skip it. Commercial's over.
You took my one joy away from me.
The one thing I enjoy is robbing you of playing a whole commercial, and you didn't. You robbed me of being able to press the button.
Yeah.
Fuck you, YouTube.
I really think that YouTube needs to make a better algorithm at like matching ad length to
your
video link. Because for a five, look, if you're going to force me to watch a 5 minute
ad, I better be watching a goddamn movie.
I better be watching at least something that's 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, long. I was going to say 20, 30 minutes for sure.
Yeah.
It's funny. Like some of their videos, you'll watch like I'll watch a video game playthrough like on Let's Play or like Achievement Hunters or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like 30 minutes long, right?
Yeah.
Out of the beginning, that's it.
Yeah.
I'll be watching like Off the Ranch or like Demolition Ranch, and it's like a 10, 12, 19 minute long video, and there's an ad in the middle of the video. I was like,
yeah.
What the fuck, man? I just watched 33 minutes of these guys shooting motherfuckers on the internet
in a video game.
Not an ad at all. This motherfucker is shooting 10 cans in the fucking wilderness, and he put me an ad twice in a fucking video.
Yeah.
I was like, this makes no sense.
No.
He's building a chicken coop commercial. I was like...
Yeah. Then you end up watching the videos that are shorter than the ads that they play.
Yeah. Like, oh, cool. 30-second ad. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
And when the video comes up, it's like less than a minute. I'm like...
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Kid falls down. Yeah. Oh, that was funny. That was 10 seconds long.
Actually, there was one, Unrated Red, that new channel I shared with you guys. There's a video of a guy cutting a tree down with a gun. I expect it to be a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, the video was like 7 seconds, and it played a 15-second ad before it. I was like,
"Cause yeah.
I thought the ad played over part of the video." I was like, "So you rewound the video, didn't have to watch the ad again." And it was like, "No, 7 seconds." I was like,
"Okay,
I think someone got extra time on that." If a video is 7 seconds, I don't think you're allowed to put an ad on it.
I would say no,
because on certain internet connections, it takes longer to load that video than to play it.
Yeah,
so that shouldn't have an ad.
No.
And now they're getting crafty. Like even if you use Chrome and you have ad block on there, it doesn't even phase it anymore. It just plays through.
Yeah,
I'm like, ooh, because it plays. It loads it as a video. I'm like, motherfuckers, sons of bitches, smart ass computer people. Speaking of smart ass computer people, a lot of Star Wars news. A lot of Star Wars news.
Really?
A lot of Star Wars news. So I guess there's two things, not a lot, I guess. Officially, they are making a live-action Star Wars television show. That's officially. The only bad news is it's going to be for their streaming service that launches in 2019.
Yep.
Disney.
So that's another streaming service I'm going to pay for.
Yeah, fuckers. Because
you can get me with Star Wars. Yeah. Star Trek's a little harder to do because it's...
They listen to that podcast.
There's
that
also episode. A lot more to Disney.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I mean, there's a lot more than CBS, for sure. Because with that, I'm also going to have a chance to watch the DuckTales show, which I don't know what channel Disney XD is anymore. I know it's right above or right below. No, it's above Cartoon Network, I think.
I don't know.
Cartoon Network, it's...
Anyway.
Boomerang, and then I think it doesn't matter. I know it's on there, and it's already started,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't watched it yet. So that'll be nice. But it'll have all their Disney movies on there too.
Which would be the Marvel movies as well.
No. So that is actually separate. So those will,
in their own
as of right now, service. No, as of right now, those will stay on Netflix.
The last I'd heard that is that they would put them on.
They might be
in the Star Wars.
Yeah.
Movies.
They might also be on there. Yes. But they haven't officially said everything yet, but I mean, they're still obviously building the whole thing because we don't know price or anything nonsense right now. But yes, we do know two of the things that are going to happen on the Disney streaming service: a live action Star Wars show and a Monsters Inc. television show that's animated.
Yep,
like the Big Hero 6 show is, which I think also started already. I don't know. It's not CG, it's CG, but it's like hand-drawn CG, not like 3D Pixar stuff, or Disney animation stuff. The other big Star Wars news, not to be distracted, is director of The Last Jedi, Rian Johnson, is going to create an all-new live-action trilogy based inside of the Star Wars universe, non-Skywalker related.
Which is cool.
Yes, very cool. A lot of people say, "Oh, he's gonna do like he's gonna go back to like Old Republic." I'm like, "Fuck yes, go back to Old Republic. I want to see Revan fuck people up."
Yeah, it would be cool.
Be rad as fuck, man.
History of the Jedi and whatnot.
Yeah, man, it's fucking cool as that. Plus, it like just like that's what everyone wants because like everybody has a lightsaber.
Mm-hmm.
That's what everyone wants. That's why everyone loved. That's what they loved so much about Force Awakens is like you had more than just like one dude and then a second dude have lightsabers. Like there was. And they fought with him, you know what I mean? Like, they did shit. Obviously, one was untrained, and the other one was nursing a fucking, you know, hole in his side.
Yeah.
But not this next episode. This next episode, ripe full of them. Guaranteed. But yeah, so, I mean, that's pretty fucking cool. There's no real details. We know it's a trilogy. He's going to be writing and directing them all. So that's pretty cool. You know... Yeah, it's neat.
I do want to say about their streaming service. Is it really worth it, though? If they don't have any other external content from there, is it really worth it?
What do you mean external content?
Well, like Netflix. They own their the stuff.
Oh, they have their own stuff,
Other, you know, it's creators coming into it and being able to create stuff.
Well, I think Disney that's
is, so yeah. far as, obviously, they've only announced stuff that's within their...
I think, stuff. Well, I mean...
And they only would be having, so far, what's been announced or would be surmised is their content.
Yeah. I mean, it is their
all of their stuff. Maybe stuff from the Disney Channel, all the stuff from, I don't know, whatever Disney channels there are out there. But that's not a draw to me. I don't watch those shows. And that's the same... To me, it's the same thing as Star Trek Discovery. I have no reason to, even for one show, watch it. And pay for a service.
I mean, yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
We don't know. We don't know yet. I mean, CBS is trying. They've announced something or other that's coming to the CBS streaming service as well. But I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's not out on digital yet that they said they're going to put on because they're going to have all their catalog available.
Yeah.
So that's cool. If you know you're like people who have kids or just.
And absolutely, yes. I can definitely see a service like this being great for parents.
But, I mean, the big thing I would say is if something like the Star Wars show, live action show, that, obviously. You have the Monsters, Inc. show that they're planning.
Yeah.
Those are two things we know now.
Yeah.
But we're 2 years away. Well, year and a half.
My other question would be, and this would have to be like a wait and see type thing, is how Disney-fied any of those shows will be. Obviously, the Monsters, Inc. one should be right in line of Monsters, Inc., but what is the tone of the Star Wars one going to be? Is it going to be something that more that will appeal more towards the adults
side
of things? Or is this because it's available for children, something that ostensibly could be targeted at children and they'll have access to this? Are you gonna Disney-fy
it? It's gonna be
more like the cartoon stuff on, or the CG stuff on Cartoon Network.
It's got, I think, and this is just a spitball because again we have no details. I would assume it's gonna be more geared towards Star Wars stuff.
Is it gonna be more Rogue One, or is it gonna be more?
It could be both. I mean, the reason I say this is because, unlike the Disney Channel, where the reason all those shows are kind of similar is because they want to keep people there. This is a streaming service; you can watch it whenever you want.
Yes, but the person that you're marketing this to
will be the, I'm guessing, since they've, what they've done already, is going to be the Star Wars fans.
But it's still going to be mostly accessible by kids as well, is what I'm getting
parental.
At.
It's the same thing as Netflix.
Yeah,
Netflix,
I mean, Netflix has a shit ton of options on there. Has a kids option, so you can go in there.
I would imagine they would have some type of parental control options on there. So,
and I would hope so. And I would hope that would allow for a more
enjoyable Star Wars, is what I'm getting at. Daredevil or Punisher.
No, I mean, I don't absolutely. I'm talking about with it.
I think they're going to stay within the Star Wars. It's going to feel like Star Wars.
Yeah. The tone. I just don't want them to be like. I know.
The thing is not long for this world.
It doesn't. The table, man. It needs to be more solid.
Oh, sorry. Jesus Christ, this fucking guy. We have no problems.
Well, that's because you sit up into the...
Yeah, like professional.
Mike might as well be using one of the stands.
No, because his hand would be on the pedestal.
But I can move it around, too. When I
what? It's the best. I'm not going to buy those fucking Joe Rogan table.
Bro, we need that, though.
Oh, okay, let's start making money.
Oh, yeah, that, too.
We're much...
Anyway,
go off and die. I think your fears are unjustified.
I don't think so at all.
I do.
I don't see how they would be unjustified. You have a organization that, yes, does have more content within the adult world, but their primary content is more children's orientation.
Yes, but I don't think they're gonna go towards, like, they're not gonna take a property as like Star Wars and be like, oh, we're gonna kiddify it. Like, no, they want those fans who like Star Wars to then have the service for that reason.
And that's what I'm hoping
for. Oh, I'm sure that's what's happening. I mean, everyone's like, oh, they're gonna ruin Star Wars when Disney bought them, right?
I'd never say that they would ruin them.
Well, I mean, that's what people were saying. That was the thing.
That was a real fear for a lot of people.
Like, oh, Mickey's gonna be in it, blah blah blah. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, technically he was at one point. He was hitting it, but it's all right. It doesn't matter. But I think they're going to stay true to what it is. It's going to be another way for them to do it. I think it's going to be a thing. And I really mean, just like Netflix and Hulu and Amazon and all these, they're going to create content of their own that isn't tailored towards a certain thing. It's going to be tailored to what it needs to be. So it's still creator-owned in a way. I mean, obviously, it's Star Wars, so it's not like new. You know, it's like... original. It's never been seen before. It's Star Wars. We've seen it before. It's in this same realm. But I don't think they're gonna. They're not gonna fucking Disney Club it up. That's my thought process. Mm-hmm. I mean, because obviously, their reason they're making it is because obviously there's a fan demand for it.
Yeah.
And I think it would go very bad for them if they went the other direction. And they're smart enough. I mean, I don't have to defend Disney. But they're smart. I think they're smart enough in their tactics to do the right by it on there too. But I don't know. They definitely could. I mean, nothing stopping them from fucking themselves over by any means. I didn't send them because I don't. Did you see any of the new TV spots they released for Last Jedi?
No.
fucking Poe drifts an X-Wing.
That's dope.
Like, it's in that scene that's two, like, half a second long. It's in two of them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's an explosion. Obviously, he shoots and blows something up and then just jams on the air brakes or whatever you want to, space brakes. And so, like, this. And I was like, yes. Yes. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going on. I don't know none of it. But when he fucking just shoots through an explosion and just, and I was like, yes. Yes. Can I have that now? No, I have to wait a month? Go fuck yourself. How's that? But yeah, I mean, that was like, there's a, I mean, there was in a lot of new footage in it. There was a couple new lines. One was Kylo's, which is a really interesting line. There was another shot of Leia. Not a whole lot of anything else. It wasn't like groundbreaking, like, oh, spoiler ahead. It's just like alternate shots of certain things. But that fucking Poe drifting a fucking X-Wing, I was like, yeah. There's a really cool scene, though, in the one with Finn, because there's one that's all about Finn, so mm-hmm. make Mike happy, where...
It's all about your dog.
It is about your dog, yeah. Whose name is not actually Finn, because that's not Finn's actual name. Just so you know. Are you going to change his name when we find out what Finn's actual name is?
No.
Okay. Because Finn is confused. It's part of his call sign. It's not an actual world name. Yeah. So, like, when we find out, you're going to be like, all right, you are now.
Well, I mean, maybe, like, on the vet notes, I might actually write it in, but I don't know. AKA whatever the fuck this movie
something Lando.
Me. Oh, shit. Spoiler alert.
Right? No, it's definitely not.
He's so racist. No, it is. To attach him to the only other black guy.
His last name's actually hyphenated. It's Windu.
Oh, no.
That's super, super bad.
Jesus.
That's amazing.
Piss everybody off.
Yeah.
Lando Calrissian and Mace Windu were gay.
I mean, I was going to say it because they're related, but you took it a whole different direction.
The reason why they'd be hyphenated is because they were married, but they wanted to keep the same, both their last names.
Makes sense, yeah. Mm-hmm. So is it...
So you're making a racist comment and pissing off those people.
And then you're making
a gay
comment pissed off with other people.
Yep.
Yeah, get both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get both sides. Like,
this is the only time we agree on things.
we all hate comes naturally. Wait, what?
What?
That's the goal, right? That was the ultimate goal.
Yes, we want to unite two groups that hate each other to hate us more, so they have to work together.
One super hateful group.
Yep, come after us. Bring it on, bitches. Joe's address is. But the one with Finn is cool because it has a couple different shots of like him, you know, with the fight with Phasma or whatever. But there's a really cool shot where they're flying those new ships towards the walkers, and you see a close-up of him and Poe in them separately. And then the Millennium Falcon just looks like it shoots out of the ground.
Nice.
It explodes out of the ground. And, like, shoots, like, TIE fighters coming up or whatever.
Han Solo's coming back.
Yes. And as a didn't ghost.
See the death. Didn't see the death.
Didn't see count. The death. Didn't count.
Bring you the death. This area is pretty important. Good coderized. Motherfucker. Yeah. You needed to run. Like, you needed to work, I'm pretty sure. Anyways,
dude a fucking robot. They can do something with Han.
He got cut in half.
Yeah.
They landed
right
in trash.
About the same area.
I'm sure he didn't land in trash.
That's true.
Hoping for trash. Yay!
Yeah. It is just really cool because you see a thing like, yeah! Because like, I don't know if it's those two are the same, but in that TV spot, it makes it look like it's the same thing. But yeah, when the Millennium Falcon just shoots out of the ground, I was like, what? Like, yes. It's not, like, red dirt's not the only thing shooting up right now. So that was pretty cool. I was talking about.
Yeah, you know. Skeet.
Let's see, was there anything else?
Do you real quickly want to get into some Justice League?
Is that time? Oh, we got plenty of time. All right, so Justice League talk. I'm going to close this so I don't look up any more news. All right, so.
Listen up, motherfuckers.
Listen, this will be. This will be how it works. We will start with Joe.
Yes.
Because he goes first in the names. Then Mike, then me.
Overall thoughts on the movie and your three favorite things.
Yes. No, that's next week.
Sorry.
What's the number one thing you want to see? And your predictions if you were going to like it or not.
Ooh. I have no reason to think that I won't like it.
Okay.
Especially since I liked Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, that's right. He's on my side with
it. And I liked Man of Steel, even though I did have a few problems with it. I did like Man of Steel.
All right, so is this. Gauging, do you think you like it more or less than Batman v Superman? I'm not going to hold this against you. Mike May, I'm not going to. Do you think, because he holds everything against you, his junk, your junk, your thoughts on stuff?
Depending on how it goes, yeah, I can see myself liking it more than Batman vs. Superman.
All right, what's the number one thing you want to see, or you're excited to see? If you can't think of something you do want to see, what's the most exciting thing you think from the trailers you've seen and stuff?
Well, I can think of a couple of things, at least two things.
All right, two. You said two
that,
already.
That I would want to see. One is I would want to see the callback that they did to the in Batman versus Superman.
Callback of?
Where he's having the dream.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
So the flashpoint scene.
The flashpoint scene, exactly. I want to see how that happens, essentially. And then the second one is I want to see actual Darkseid in it.
We may not see that. We may see hints of it, or like a shadow, or like a what's that thing, silhouette.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's with the most we may see of it.
But that's what I would want to see.
Yes, I want to see Apocalypse, the planet.
Did we know we were getting Doomsday? Yeah, that would be cool. With the last one before the movie started.
What's up?
Did we know we were getting Doomsday?
No, Doomsday was a surprise.
Right.
Incorrect. We saw a creature.
Yes.
And we didn't know. Trailer. Yeah. We didn't know what it was, and the only reason it's called Doomsday is because it's Doomsday Protocol that is initiated from the ship. But technically, it's not Doomsday
yet. Yeah, that's a good point.
It's just referred to as Doomsday, even though Doomsday was a weapon made by Kryptonians. Mm. So technically, that's what that is. Michael.
Yes.
We'll go the same order, since I actually like your order better. Your thoughts, are you going to like it? And are you going to like it more than Batman v Superman? Because I know you're a fan of that movie. Like a fan of that movie. Like the two of you and like 13 other people.
Yeah.
Not including Ben Affleck, apparently. Yeah. We saw from the
Well, interviews. They all have to say they didn't like it because nobody else liked it.
Well, I mean,
So they have to make the fans feel like, oh, yeah, we fucked up.
Yeah, we'll
they
do better.
They fuck up. They overcomplicated it, but they didn't fuck up.
Anyways, are you going to like it? Mm-hmm. Pretty sure it's going to be yes. And do you think you'll like it more than Batman v Superman?
I do think I'm going to like it.
Okay.
No surprise there. I'm a DC apologist.
You are?
Movies. And I do think I'm going to like it more than Batman v Superman. Okay. For as much as I defend Batman v Superman, I understand there's issues with that movie. I'm not oblivious to the fact
You're not saying it's perfect.
No, not at all.
It's not but flawed enough to be terrible.
Yeah, I don't think it deserves the hate that it got.
Yes.
And I've talked about this a lot, but I believe it's because people are comparing it to Marvel and they want that Marvel layout for
a movie. And those people are stupid. I hate those people.
So not to get sidetracked. Yes, I do think I'm going to like it, and I really liked Batman v Superman. But the reason I think it's going to be better than Batman v Superman,
Aquaman.
Well, characters are a very important thing, right? Yes. And Aquaman seems like
the first, dopest character ever.
Basically,
if he does not smoke seaweed in this movie and or his own movie, I will be very disappointed.
Well, you see him chug
because it's got weed in the name. What?
You see him chug a bottle of whiskey or?
Do you know he did that in real life? That was real whiskey the first time.
I believe it.
So that
the dude's a maniac
because of insurance reasons. They couldn't have him do it a second time.
Yeah, because he just chugged a whole.
Do you know how it happened?
No,
it wasn't in the script. Ben Affleck bet him he couldn't do it. Or was it? Yeah, Ben Affleck bet him he couldn't do it. He's like, nobody can do it. He's like, I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Just so he did it. And they're like,
it's a Thursday morning.
And instead of reshoot it, because the first time they shot it, you could actually see Jack on it. And they can't use it.
Well, they probably weren't queued up for that shot either.
Yeah. But I thought that was a really funny little thing we were talking about. Go ahead. Sorry.
But saying that characters are important. So, yes, Aquaman seems like he's going to be like the rock star superhero of this franchise. Probably it's weird because Bruce Wayne is the Tony Stark of the DC world, or vice versa. But I feel like the what Robert Downey Jr. made Tony Stark into, this kind of
over the top
superstar.
Yeah. Lots of charisma.
I think that's
oozes out of him.
Yeah,
that's gonna be Aquaman's role to fill in terms of just sheer, like, everybody's gonna love this guy. At least in terms of the character, yeah. Like the fans and the character. I'm not sure how the people in the movie are gonna feel about him.
I mean, he's fucking tridenting, yeah, people.
So,
or I don't know what to call it. It has more than three. So
yeah, it's not a trident. I asked you about that. Yeah, I don't know.
It's considered a trident, even though it's not a trident.
But it's got five things, right?
Five prongs, I believe. Yeah, I think it's four. It's You're four. Smart,
I don't know.
I don't know. Fuck. God of the Sea stuff.
No.
Rocket science. Come on, guys.
Rocket surgery.
Other way. That's going down. He's going up.
Yeah.
He's the cocaine. He's
not like James Cameron.
Ah. Does he go on fish sunken boats? All right, so you're gonna like it. You're gonna like it probably more than Batman Superman. Other part is thing or things you're most excited to see or want to see.
Real quick, sorry, go ahead. More so than the characters, the reason I think it's gonna be better than Batman v Superman is because, one, they heard all the complaints about Batman v Superman.
It's too dark.
I think they actively went out and made it a little bit more lighthearted, but from the tone of the trailers, I don't think they went too overboard with it. I think they just brought it up just enough to make people stop bitching about it.
They added two instead of replacing.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I think that's the reason why. And I do think Zack Snyder and Ben Affleck and everybody took that kind of personal, that they went out, and Zack Snyder gets this shit all the time. Zack Snyder made the ultimate from page to movie, comic book movie, in Watchmen.
The only time it's ever been done.
Yeah.
Only ever time.
And
there's no other comic book movie that does that. So
for people looking at his Batman and wondering why it was taking so much stuff from the pages of different Batman, it's like, that's what he does. Like, this is the...
That's what everyone wanted.
Yeah.
And when they did Marvel movies. And they're like, oh, wait, no. You know, I mean, it's like, that's what I mean. He does... So he came out and he made Watchmen, right? To your point. It is the most accurate.
Page by page, almost.
Like, dude. Literally. Like, there's exact scenes you could find in the... I mean, you could. All of us could open one right now because I have enough copies of it. I beat you to the punch. We could go through and be like, oh, I remember this scene. I remember this scene. Oh, this and this scene.
You use it as a storyboard, like you should.
And so with Batman v Superman, the name alone, not Dawn of Justice, Batman v Superman, came from a book.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. So you would expect there was less exact moments out of it, but there's scenes that are like, yo.
Yeah.
You know? Yo.
Like parademons. Like, people bitched about parademons. I thought, like, that's fucking cool. I didn't think I'd ever see that in a movie.
Yeah.
You know? So,
Batman on the side of a fucking building with a lightning bolt behind him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Batman in a fucking, like a desert fucking coat with goggles. Like,
granted, it was a dream or whatever, but still, you know,
you've seen in comic books, you've seen Batman don the different outfits,
and before
they look ridiculous in the comics too.
Yeah, and before the movie came out, when I saw that in the trailer, I was like, actually, that looks fucking dope.
Yeah,
and the movie looked dope too. I didn't like the fact it was a dream sequence, but I understand why, because you can't. I mean, that would just make no sense if it would happen in the movie. But then I thought back, I'm like, it actually looks better in the movie than it did in the comic book. In the comic book, it looks so outlandish. You know, dude's wearing a Batman suit that's camo to, like, the desert. This makes no sense. And in the movie, he didn't. He didn't wear a bat suit, and then it was camoed. It was like a bat suit with shit on top of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, it was cleverly done. Anyways, go ahead.
So, that's why I think it's going to be better. Now, the one or two things that I'm...
One or two things you want to see or excited to see. If you can't think of something you want to see.
The main thing I'm excited to see, just more than anything, is it sounds weird, but the biggest thing I liked about Batman v Superman was the violence of Batman.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Very Frank Miller-esque with his violence. Like, stab somebody, dude. Like, that's, give me more of that. So that translating to more of that, and then throw in Aquaman, say fucking Jason Momoa stabbing people with a trident too. Like, yeah, dude, I want to see that all day.
All day or a day.
The one thing I'm hoping to see is I just want to see him clean up a little bit in terms of the sloppiness of the story of the last one. Just to more than anything, just going forward, so we're a little bit neater on the more solo movies. So that's the only thing I want, and I know it's going to be chaotic. I get that.
You can't have it's like Avengers.
It's a team up movie.
Yeah, Avengers was a slop fest, but the difference is we had those solo movies first to pull from, so that sloppiness came from those. You know what I mean? So it was like disorganized mess into a team.
Yeah.
This, to your point, the Batman v Superman was a mess because it was so many things coming together because we're introducing Ben Affleck's Batman.
Yeah.
We're introducing the Wonder Woman, you know what I mean? We're introducing that new world, that new dynamic.
Yeah.
This one, obviously, we're introducing three brand new characters to the cinematic universe.
Not giving them background stories, I don't think. I don't think you're going to get origin stories really out of them.
Not too much, yeah.
But I feel like I just want it to be tightened up a little bit, just so it's not as all over the place as Batman v Superman.
You want one cohesive story.
So I would like them to take some of the references, like Joe was saying, the Flashpoint scene, the dream sequence, everything like that. I want it to all make sense now. I want it to all come together and people can see, like, oh, that's why this happened. We just had to wait. Song.
Come together.
Yeah.
Good job, buddy.
So that's what I most want to see. I want to see everything that people were bitching about, because they're impatient, and I feel like this is their chance. They could bring all that shit together, tie it up in a nice little bow, and have a clear ideal and understanding of where this franchise is going from here on out.
I agree. I would like that too. Due to the length of the movie, I think that's going to hurt it, because the movie's not as long as I was hoping it would be.
Well, but I mean, at the end though, it's still... I don't think they have to spend a long time doing that.
No, I don't think they do. I think the runtime would help with that. But I think if they added more runtime, we would run into more origin story, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, really, the first, I would say, third of the movie is going to be Batfleck going to get the other three.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we've seen in the trailer, or the first clip we ever saw was him going for Barry in Barry's Flash Cave. Or whatever you want to call it, Flash Den. And then obviously the first trailer, air quotes, we saw was him going to Aquaman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We don't know how Cyborg winds up in
the group. Yeah, they didn't show any of that. It kind of makes me feel like he's just going to be there.
I think the problem is because they showed us stuff so early, he's so CG heavy, I don't think it was ready. Because remember the first clip we ever saw with him, he looks nothing like he does now. Yeah, he was very shiny and like the weird lines, and now he looks very polished and more. And it could be, again, I'm extrapolating from two different things. It could be that's a different look. Like he changes, he morphs and mutates, because that, or not mutates, but metamorphosis. That's what Cyborg does in the Geoff Johns world of Justice League.
Yeah,
because that's the way the Mother Box technology works. He can manipulate his body and making guns out of his arm and stuff versus just folds out his hand or whatever, right? So I think that would, if it was too long, they would feel necessary to throw that stuff in. We don't need it because we're getting solo movies from them, which I really think is where you should dive into that stuff. And I think this would be a good way of, like, oh, these are the characters. It is where they come from, you know what I mean? So I agree with you on that for sure. But I do think I really wanted more length, only to see, not because I want more story or cohesive blah blah blah, I just want to see more fight scenes.
Yeah.
Where it's like you see a lot of them, you get that separated fight scenes, like Batman's fighting these guys and Flash is sort of fighting these guys and Wonder Woman's fucking murdering everything around her here and Aquaman's doing the same thing but like on multiple levels and four or five at a time because he's a fucking beast, and Cyborg's like boop 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 boop, you know, being calculated about it, and then they come together. And then obviously the last part of that would be with Superman.
They get their ass kicked for a minute, and then bam, Superman make the save.
Come in and be like, what's up, motherfuckers? Black burn, 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 punch, 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 long hair, I got a beard, you know, that sort of thing. And a erased mustache. So that's the only thing that I really want the length for, is want more of that action stuff, because unlike Avengers 1, there was not enough team action together.
Yeah.
There was like the spurts of them separately, and then them fighting each other, which is still one of the best things that they ever did in those movies, when Cap, Iron Man, and Thor were fighting each other, was like just fucking great. And it wasn't until like the last quarter of the movie was them as a team together fighting the alien, the invasion, you know. They did a much better job in Avengers 2 because they were already a team. They don't have to do anything about, you know. And then obviously Civil War. Come on, you have fucking an epic airport scene. That's all you really needed there. Plus the chase scene.
That could have been the whole movie.
Yeah, it literally could have been the whole movie. And I'm fine with it. Mm-hmm. So I wanted the length for that alone, but I would have been afraid they would have done too much of story adding to it. Because I mean, there's a lot to pull from, and I'm afraid they would do the same thing.
I just want them to kind of shave down, make sense, like you were saying, make some callbacks, make sense of it, like let people know, like, hey, we weren't just fucking throwing this shit into a movie. We're world building here, and you guys
got a little impatient. And to that point, and I don't know if you know this or not, the name of the Flash movie is Flashpoint.
Yeah.
And the sequence you see where Batman has the dream and Flash shows up, that is from Flashpoint. Now, why it was in a dream, I can't tell you. I don't know what their thought process is, but him coming through a breach like that is from Flashpoint. So it would make sense. That's where it comes from. And when they announced that at Comic-Con, I was like, oh, some motherfuckers thinking ahead.
Even in this trailer, Batfleck references he's been having these dreams.
Well, yes, I know that. You know what I mean? So I'm not saying that. I don't know why his dreams are prophetic, is what I'm saying. What's I mean, obviously somebody is giving him, is pointing at this, you know what I mean? Like, this is you, I see in you the leader that needs to be the savior of this planet. You are the one that needs to bring these together. I have to give you some info, but I can't call you on your bat phone. You know what I mean?
Be awesome.
At the end of this whole series, it's just going to be Michael Keaton fucking throwing thoughts at him.
I just got the biggest bat boner ever.
Whatever character you need Michael Keaton to be for that to make sense, it needs to be Michael Keaton.
I don't know why this popped in my head. How mad would you be is if when they came to the Batfleck trilogy they're doing, so the Batman trilogy, if they would bring back Michael Keaton as an old Joker?
Oh, I would love that.
I actually wouldn't like that.
I knew he would say that.
Here's why. Because I've always thought if they're going to do a callback to Michael Keaton Batman, they make reference to the Gray Ghost from the animated series, and they make the Gray Ghost
like Michael Keaton. Like they did with
Adam West. That would be a dope thing. I would like that, but I would also, I mean, Beetlejuice is the Joker,
right?
Like,
I mean, so, I mean, green now. Hair. White face,
yeah, dude.
Cackles, a little bit insane. I mean, Beetlejuice literally, other than a striped suit. I mean, Joker wore a striped suit, but it was like a purple pinstripe suit. You know what I mean?
No.
I thought of that the other day. I was like, that's so dope. But it would have to be movie 3. It couldn't be 1.
No,
it can't be 2 because you did Joker 2 and Nolan's, and that was just, and be, I mean. Obviously, we all know the horror story, the fact that Heath Ledger died and he wasn't able to come back for the third movie because that was what it hinged on. But I would want it to be the third because I'd want it to be echoed through the first and second. And then finally, just fucking balls out. Him and Joker just going mad fucking death at each other.
Tunnel of Love style?
Yeah. Without the rape pictures.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's a little inappropriate.
What? Okay. So
don't worry about time.
We know first Batman is going to be Deathstroke.
Yes.
Who do you guys want second and third?
I want Riddler. Yeah. And I don't want a Jim Carrey Riddler. No. I want a fucking madman who murders people in terrible Saw style, not death traps, but like, you know, that's like riddle me this type things where like
get it wrong,
you die type thing. But it hinges on like Batman eventually. Like, oh, first fewer. Prominent somebodies, you know, and then it's like all leading up to bring Batman to him, and then the final one is like Batman has to solve this, otherwise, you know, Jim dies and Alfred dies and fucking a puppy he had in fourth grade dies or whatever, you know what I mean? That sort of thing. And of course, the put in an ultimate would be Joker for the third movie to bring the fucking house down, be like, yo, fuck you motherfuckers, I'm out.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
I kind of want to see a new take on Penguin, though.
I like the take they did in the I'm a burp. Malignaggi is coming back fucking hard. Like the one they did from Earth One.
Yeah.
You know, where he wasn't a mutant freak or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
He was just
Danny DeVito's one was kind of weird.
Well, granted,
it's all Tim Burton shit was kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, even from...
But even like the
Tim
the
Burton from
run of Detective Comics, this, you know...
He was a criminal. He was just a, you know... Like,
that was a cool take on Joker.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind that. I would actually think it would be cool if they did a Two-Face.
Yeah.
But didn't give us Two-Face in the movies, and you could do it like a different, he's coming back for another trilogy or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, that sort of thing. Or even just what I would think would be super dope is to have Harvey Dent in the movies, but never turn him.
That'd be.
Or they could do a Dark Knight and have him be the fixed version, you know, because it is an older Batman.
Yeah.
So he could be the past, you know, criminal one that they fixed his face and it helped break his, you know, psychosis or whatever. By the way, if you guys haven't read Frank Miller's seminal work, you have no idea what I'm just talking about right now or what I'm referencing as an old Joker, because, I mean, that's where it comes from. To wrap it up, my thoughts are I am going to like this more than Batman v Superman, which I have come to actually like more because I've seen it a few times now. I was very mad when I first saw it. I'm not going to say I wasn't. I was very vocal about not liking it the first time I saw it. Mm-hmm. So much so, I refused to go back and see it again.
Yeah.
And the only reason I own it is because it was on sale right after it came out on digital, and they gave you the extended cut and the regular for $10, and I was like, I'll buy it because $10 is worth it to rewatch again. And it has grown on me a lot. I still have problems with it, like you have with Man of Steel.
Mm-hmm.
I love Man of Steel, and I know there's people who have problems with it, but I don't fucking care about those people. I'm not saying I don't care about you, but your problems are like less than what other people complain about. Yours is more of a storytelling thing and whatever. Mm-hmm. Cool. I have a problem of sinking too deep into it where I don't find those things because I'm too busy trying to find hidden stuff and meanings and blah, blah, blah. And that's what killed me about Batman and Superman the first time. The story was so disjointed that I couldn't get lost in it. So I'm hoping this doesn't have that same issue.
I suppose I had the opposite thing. I never felt disjointed in that movie.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to glean stuff out of it, and because of the way they told the story, I didn't find myself diving into it as much. Later on, I did. Later on, I can see more of into it, and I can see the way they told the story in the three parts. Anyways, I digress. Joe is we're losing Joe.
Yeah, you are, seriously.
We will wrap this up in a second here. So I think I will enjoy it more than Batman Superman. I think I will enjoy it. That's almost a guarantee at this point because I have enjoyed all of them enough to own them all.
Mm-hmm.
The thing or things that I would like to see, I've already mentioned, is a big team fight where they're winning, then they're losing, and they get saved. That's what I want. That's selfish because I am a huge Superman fan.
Yeah, he is.
But I just think it would be super dope because, you know, it's Superman.
Mm-hmm.
It's super, super dope. The one thing, though, that, and I've been very vocal about this and you guys know this, is I want to have not a reference to, but a direct seeing of something to do with Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Because I think Green Lantern still gets shit on to this day for the cinematic world because of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not deserve it.
No.
Because we, as everyone agrees, including the people who made it, including Geoff Johns, they did not do a good job.
Yeah.
And they know it, and they need to fix it. Mm-hmm. And we already know we're getting a Lantern Corps movie, so we know it's coming. But I would like to see an after credit scene, which I know they're not huge on, because they don't want to be like Marvel,
which is fine with
which
me.
Is perfectly okay. I mean, that's just that's you don't have to have it nowadays.
No,
it's just you know, like the Guardians of the Galaxy one was like one of my favorite examples of it, because it was just like an 80s style thing where like it continued what was going on but didn't add anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like the like Teenage Groot, for example, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But then you have the connecting scene with Adam Warlock, that sort of thing. I like those, but you do not have to have it at all. I just think it needs to be something, and it can even be like midway through the movie, because you don't have to see him. I'm not saying I need to see a Green Lantern of any type. I need to see actual evidence of Green Lantern. So I need to see the ring. I need to see video of a lantern, anything like that. You know, something that shows off the Green Lanterns exist. We already know they do because they mentioned it. There's no lanterns,
mm-hmm.
which I think is a red herring. I think they're saying like, oh, there's no lanterns yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yet. You know what I mean? It's one of those things that like, it's a misdirect. Oh, we're not going to get any Green Lanterns in this. No, you're not going to get the Green Lantern. You're going to get the Green Lanterns in it. So that's what I would like to see. But then again, you know. I'll be okay with anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
If they reference it, I'm fine. But I still want to see something. It'd be super dope if they just introduced Jon Stewart. That would be super rad. Like I said, I don't want to see a Green Lantern. I just want to see something that references Green Lantern. So it could be Jon Stewart. It could be anybody. It could be Hal Jordan if you really want fucking to. But I would like to see like that. I would like to see something like that. Like him is, you know, like he's helping people in this disaster, whatever it happens to be. Just, you know, something cool like that. The producer's giving us the wrap-up symbol. And also, Joe, I'm afraid, is going to fall asleep in my house.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I'm leaving him here, by the way.
That sucks for Joe. Comes naturally. We are.
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. And as usual, you fuckers just came naturally.
Yeah, he did.
All over the place.